happy.
12.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching at hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. Sam in Texas, at least for the next few weeks. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey, man.
All right, I was in court today, and I thought I'd call and give you guys an update. Now, this is the last of the three tickets that we've been talking about for what I realize is the last year.
Well, I would have to say that before you even go on, that whatever has happened today is good news, because you're calling.
Just because it's over and done with.
Huh? That part, and you're not in jail.
So, as our listeners who've been tuning in for a while know, you've been going into these courtrooms and asking lots of questions that they don't want you to ask, and have been having some level of success at being able to at least ask the questions. I was not able to ask any of the questions.
Note the level of skill here, where he asks the questions and doesn't go to jail, and you ask the questions and do.
So
I'll work with them, Mark. I'll get them up to speed.
That's good. So here you are for all of our newer listeners. What is it that you've been doing, and what are you going to tell us tonight?
Oh, okay. So it's kind of shifted. I've taken my focus away from the actual case and trying to fight the case into more of watching the bureaucrats and how they're interacting and what kind of steps they're taking to combat me and so forth, and also seeing where they break the law. And then when they break the law, now I'm going after them with criminal complaints, just like they would file against me if they witnessed me break the law,
okay,
and putting them through the exact same process.
Gotcha.
So today in court, I went in for their trial, and at 8 in the morning, I woke up 7:45 and thought, oh, no, I better get going.
Mm-hmm.
I threw on my copbusters.com shirt from the raid earlier this week where we turned the tables and did a sting on some police who were busting a grow house that was growing pine trees. And, you know, when they had me go to the meeting in the judge's chambers. And this is to meet with the prosecutor. Now, when they do this to Randy Kelton, he files criminal charges against them. So I'm going to find out what those are and do the same thing for both of my cases, now that I can go back and attack them on some of these things.
So you were going to file criminal charges because they wanted you to meet with them in a separate room?
They wanted me to meet with the persecutor. I'm not exactly sure what claim he's making. I need to understand that, and once I do, I'll follow in his footsteps.
Okay.
So we sit down in this meeting, and before I continue there, I need to kind of back up a little bit and tell you, this goes back to the tree enforcer incident that I called in on the 19th of November to talk about, where the guy came out, the code enforcer was out. I started filming him. He called the police. Police came to the door, were told to leave. They didn't leave, and he became a criminal trespasser when he continued asking questions after he agreed to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out. I wrote up three criminal complaints. Well, I wrote up a criminal complaint against him, but last week I called in to get this officer's name because I didn't have it. And I got this sergeant on the phone, and he wanted to know why I wanted this information, if there was a problem with the officer. I've got all this recorded.
Right. A lot of police departments, as the Police Complaint Center has found, is they are very, very uninterested in taking complaints from anybody and will do whatever it takes to avoid it. Many departments don't even have a complaint form for people.
Well, and in this case, he's really wanting me to file a complaint with his department because he knows that I know the criminal complaint process, and when you do a complaint with the police department, it's a voluntary statement. So it doesn't have the same effect of law as what I'm wanting to do once I get this officer's name.
So there's a difference between what they call an administrative complaint versus what you're doing, which is a criminal complaint.
The criminal complaint is what they would do to you or I should we break the law in their presence.
Gotcha.
Okay. So he asked me why I needed the name. That's illegal. He broke the law, became a criminal. He later called back on my voicemail and told me I should file an open records request. So I went down that day, and I had them already prepared. I filed one with the court asking for a set of about 2 weeks of all of their case files. I want to examine the originals, and if there's problems, missing documents, those documents not being in the possession of the clerk of court, that's a felony for whoever's got them. So if I find missing documents, then I'm going to go after the people who have them, which is likely the prosecutor, because they tend to do this thing despite what the Code of Criminal Procedure in Texas tells them. Then I also filed one with the police department. Since they wouldn't tell me this officer's name, I asked for every record they keep, all of their manuals, the names of all of their department heads, a whole list of different things. Just, it's going to be a real butt-kicking for them to put this together. And their senior legal counsel wrote me back today, or actually last week, asking to clarify on the request if I'm asking for every record they keep to be assembled for me to review, or just the description of all the records that they keep. And we'll get to his letter here in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so all that went on. Now I'm back in the judge's office. Well, I had gone and written up three criminal...
This is this morning we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
The night before, last night, I had gone and met a notary public and gotten these three criminal complaints notarized. So now they're official. They're ready to go. These are serious government documents at this point. And when I sat down with the judge and the prosecutor, he asked if I had anything. And I said, yeah, actually, I do. And I threw those three criminal complaints across his desk. And he looked at them. And he's like, he realized what they were. And he tried to give them back to me, like, immediately. Here you go. I can't take these. You need to file these with the clerks downstairs. And I said, no, they take civil petitions. These are criminal complaints. And when the instant I gave them to you, you became a magistrate. And that is a duty from which you may not shield yourself from, sir.
Nice.
And
wow.
He said, "Well, no, you need to give these to the prosecutor, the district attorney, something like that." So I took them out of his hand and dropped them in the prosecutor's lap. And I said, "These are complaints about public officials. Miller versus the state says that a complaint about a public official shall be reduced to an information and submitted to the grand jury." And he wasn't about to do that either, so I put him back on the judge's desk. But now I've got them both refusing these criminal complaints.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go file criminal complaints against them, include them into the mix, and move forward.
Well, now, if they won't take them, how are you going to file complaints against them? Who are you going to go to for that?
So the thing to do is to really kind of go around to the different groups and get everybody to deny you access to deny these complaints and not accept them or throw them away or whatever.
To show that you've attempted to go to everyone you possibly could and they're all shutting you out.
Exactly. And then at some point, I'm going to find out when the grand jury meets and go directly to the bailiff outside and tell him I have business with the foreman of the grand jury.
Hmm.
Please bring him out here now.
Very
interesting. That's when I'll actually get to go in. And now because...
Theoretically, I mean, what if the foreman of the grand jury just says, I don't... Because he's just a citizen, right? I don't know what to do here, and the judge said to do this, and I like...
Oh,
what if he acts confused?
Hold on, Mark. The judge doesn't have any say over what the grand jury does.
Yeah, but do you understand how citizens can be rigid when they think that they might be caught up in something illegal or untoward or anti-American or unpatriotic or something like that?
Sure, but also these people are not impaneled for a single case. Mark, the grand juries here, I think, are for 6 months.
Okay.
So they're meeting maybe two or three times a week for 6 months straight. They've seen a lot of this, and when I walk in there as a citizen, they're going to know that it took a lot for me to get to that point.
Hopefully.
Hold on. They've seen a lot of this, meaning that they've seen a lot of citizens coming? Because I don't think they've seen any.
No. They've seen the prosecutor in there presenting these cases, doing this, and my complaints are in the exact same form that he might use. So
okay.
When I go in to tell this story and talk about all of these public officials that are getting in my way, keeping me from filing these complaints, shielding this officer from prosecution by refusing to tell me his name, on and on and on, they're going to sit up and listen. And, they may not indict anybody, but just the fact that I got in front of the grand jury is really going to scare them.
Do you think you can pull all this off within the next 3 weeks? Because aren't you expected to be in New Hampshire by the end of the month?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
All right, hang on. I don't know what that means. We're going to come back with more Sam here in a moment. Sam from the Obscured Truth Network. Is he going to extend his stay in Texas just to go after the government goons? Or is he not knowing he'll be able to stay in Texas? More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Come back with more Sam in a moment.
confidential is email. Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152. 5152.
This message has been brought to you by Radio Credit Secrets.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on board for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
All right, as we continue with Sam from the Obscured Truth Network, you can visit his website at obscuredtruth.com, and you'll see a lot of the video footage that he's put together from many of his courtroom visits over the last few months. And in fact, Sam, you've got a brand new video that you just put up within the last, 48 hours or so, with a very recent encounter with you and one of the Plano, Texas police, which I found pretty interesting and instructional and entertaining.
Yeah,
and I think people should go and take a look at that at obscuredtruth.com. But we're continuing your story about what happened to you today at court, the government's court. They were demanding that you be there over a speeding ticket issue, I believe, and you had gone into a meeting with the judge and the prosecutor. They asked if you had anything for them. You did. You brought out some criminal complaints, and neither the judge or the nor the prosecutor would take them, which apparently it's their duty to take them.
One would think.
And they did not. And so you're talking about how you're going to exhaust every possible option that you have as far as taking these complaints to whichever bureaucrats you are supposed to take them to, have them essentially reject you at every turn, and then go to the grand jury. And that's, I think, where we left off the conversation.
Yeah, and in the process, I'm also setting up each of the people that I go and talk to and present the complaints to. I'm going to add them into the mix and to the stack of criminal complaints so that they become a part of the conspiracy that I'm alleging.
Got it.
So I put those to the judge. He said he wasn't going to take them. I said, "Is that your final answer?" He said yes, and I just smiled at him. And then I got up to leave, and he was wanting me to take them off his desk, but those were copies anyway because I knew they weren't going to take them. So I left them there so that he would look at them before we go into trial.
And, don't worry, Judge. You'll be wanting copies of those before this is all through.
Well, see, that's the thing, Mark. They weren't about him at all. These were about the tree enforcer incident and the people covering up for that guy.
Sure, but when he gets included in on this nonsense, because just as you said, covered up for these people, he'll want to know something more about it.
Exactly. So we go out into court. Cops there this time. There's one juror in his 30s. The prosecutor strikes him. So I have this old 40s, mostly 50s and 60s, jury that just is, half of them have their arms folded. They don't like the Cop Buster shirt that I'm wearing. And it's pointless. But during the jury questioning, I ask, raise your hand if any of you have read the Texas Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Not a single hand.
No, of course not.
And then I said, okay, let me pose this to you. If I told you that all you had to do was stand for a Republican form of government, and that within that you could alter, reform, or abolish the government in whatever manner you thought best, how many of you would believe me? Raise your hand. Not a single hand goes up. So then I tell them I'm going to read them Article 2, which says you can do exactly that.
Right.
And the judge jumps in and stops me because basically it's a sidestep to present the idea of jury nullification to them.
I see.
And,
but, you know, it's so interesting that these lower courts say you can't bring constitutional issues in our court. You can only bring that on appeal.
That's what I was told.
But it's not true.
It is, because they're going to throw you in a jail cell.
Well, they can rule on the constitutional issues if they so choose, and the jury can rule on constitutional issues. They just don't want to have to deal with that, so they're pushing it up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we just run people through the mill here.
Yeah.
We're part of the machine that that imprisons and collects money for the state. We don't have anything to do with that constitutional bullcrap here.
So the judge stepped in?
So he steps in. He's not about to let me read that to him. So then I turn to the judge and I tell him I want the court to take judicial notice of Article 2 of the Texas Constitution, and I start reading it to him. And he says, I'll take judicial notice of the entire Constitution, all the statutes, da-da-da-da-da. You know, he just gives off this list so that I cannot read a single law. And I said, okay, we're not going to have the court. We're not going to have the law in this court today. And he didn't respond to that.
So now, just out of curiosity, I mean, what do you say to the jurors at this point? The judge here in a Texas courtroom just refused to let me read the Texas Constitution to you. What does this tell you about the court?
I did that at least 5 times with clear-cut examples like that where he was out of line, where, you know, he's not letting me present even the most basic things about my case. I talked about the motion in limine where they're restricting me from talking about 15 different subjects, including the gun in the room where I pointed out last time, and that did almost get the case dismissed. And it didn't matter to them. They had already had their minds made up. The prosecutor asked them, how many of you believe we need speed limits? And every hand goes up.
Oh, geez.
But they don't realize, you know, maybe we could have some kind of speed limits where we're not actually putting guns in people's faces and threatening them with jail or violence or extortion when they go over that speed limit.
Got it.
So they come back eventually with a guilty verdict, as I kind of expected.
Yeah.
The 30-something juror that I liked stayed in the court. I talked to him for a little bit. Eventually, everybody leaves. The jurors leave. The prosecutor leaves. The judge is having me stay in there for the order. And he's telling me, you know, you have 30 days to appeal. And I said, oh, judge, don't worry. I'm not planning to appeal this. I'm going to address this with criminal complaints against you. And he froze for like 5 seconds. And I think he realized, oh, no, those complaints that I didn't take in his office, now he's going to have standing to file against me.
Yeah.
And I told him, in fact, I'm going to be looking through some of your records. I hope they're in order pretty soon. And so I left, and I went over to the other court where another case was going on. This guy.
So wait, hold on a second before you go on. What was the punishment in this case? Like, was it a fine you had to pay within
$400.
$400 fine.
So you have the right to face your accuser, and if found guilty, you have to pay overtime for the officer, which is $100 for the hour and a half or so that he was there.
Mm. Got it. So are you going to pay them?
Probably, yeah. I mean, they've already got $200 from the bond.
Wow.
I don't know. Probably.
Hell,
I don't
want to
pay the overtime. I mean, if the guy's bringing a complaint against me, if it was Michael Jordan, would I have to pay his salary too? That's ridiculous.
Mm, good point.
Anyway, so I go over to the court next door where they're having another trial. This guy had actually called the police because he was in a fight with his girlfriend. He was caught crossing the street, and the police arrest him at 12 o'clock at night. The prosecutor's up there presenting the case, saying how dangerous it is for someone to be in the street at 12 o'clock at night, so on. And I'm sitting right in the front row next to the jurors, just shaking my head no as he's saying all this stuff. And he looks at me, and it kind of threw him off, and then he didn't look at me again after that. And this judge in there is the judge from the last trial. So I look right at him, and his eyes see mine, and he realizes who I am, and his face just turned white. Then I reached in my bag, I pulled out the stack of criminal complaints, flipped one over, turned it around so he could see what it was, and I held it up in front of my face like I was reading it, and I know he's thinking, oh boy, this guy's about to come after me.
Hang on, Sam, we'll bring you back for more. 800-259-9231, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network just stirring it up down there in Texas as he prepares to make his move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We'll come back with more Sam and your calls as well. 800-259-9231.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits, to survival tools, to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot bar with your order. Or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925 or online at survivalgearsource.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Live streams are included. Broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all totally free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to get involved with younger liberty lovers across the country? Then join Bureaucrash and help us, that's Bureaucrash, fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at the Contraband Store so you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. That's bureaucrash.com.
All right, we continue with Sam from the Obscured Truth Network. His website, obscuredtruth.com, great video content where you can actually see Sam taking on the system all by his lonesome down there in Texas. And, of course, you are preparing for a move to come up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I know a lot of people are pretty excited about that. Was there more to your story from this morning? You were telling us about what happened this morning in court. You're going to be filing criminal charges against a judge and a prosecutor, and you had gone in for a speeding ticket situation. And was there more to your story?
Yeah, let me give you a couple quick things. When I was sitting in that other court, the case was over, the jury goes out, and they did the all rise, and I'm still sitting there. The two police officers in the front row, one of them turned, and when he saw me sitting, his eyes got real big, and he had his hands down by his waist, and he was motioning with his fingers like, stand up, stand up. And I just looked up at him, I smiled, and I shook my head no. And then he just was shocked by that, and he turned back to the front. On the way out, I walked by right behind him, and I said, not all of us are subjects.
Ooh.
And left.
Oh.
Nice. Anyway, so then I had this request from the senior legal advisor to the Plano Police Department, and he wanted to know in my information request to the police department if I was actually asking for every record they keep be available for inspection or just a description of all the records.
Okay.
And I sent him a letter saying, look, all I'm looking for is this guy's name, but the chief is covering for him, and so are all of his supervisors. If you give him up, I can reduce this request. But then I gave him this paragraph. It says, in response to your letter, I'm afraid I can't give you legal advice. Take out the magic eight ball, the dartboard, a coin, or whatever your organization employs in lieu of the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure and take your best guess. If you don't think you did it right, if I don't think you did it right, the grand jury will decide if you worked to secret government documents from an open records request. Over the last year, people working within the city of Plano have intimidated, harassed, threatened, detained, denied me and my rights, and laughed in my face on multiple occasions as they conducted themselves criminally while railroading me through the trial. Unfortunately, you poked the bear, and now playtime is over. This is about to get real serious real fast. I'm done playing games. I'll be presenting my criminal complaints to the grand jury. Have a great day. So, send him that letter, and we'll see how they respond. But I think they're slowly coming around to the picture that now it's my turn to come after them.
Wow! Well, I hope that I hope they don't try to figure out, you know, railroad you some more and all that.
Yeah, threatening or something, criminal threatening charges.
They're scared of me right now with the video. Every time
you know what people do when they're scared, right?
What, Mark?
You know what people do when they're scared, right?
Well, I stopped on the way home from court and did a cop watch, and they didn't even approach me, didn't look at me. One guy waved a little bit, and that was it.
Huh. So there is a new video on your website, obscuredtruth.com, where you actually encounter a cop within the last few days. Do you want to talk a little bit about that while we've got you here?
Sure.
What you did?
I was just on the way running an errand, and I saw somebody getting pulled over, so I parked my car in the parking lot. I walked away from him, went across the parking lot, and just started filming. And
now, did you just happen to have your camera on you? I mean, you carry around like an HD camera, so you're not leaving that in your car at all times, right?
No, but I make a lot of trips carrying that bag in and out of the house.
I see.
So I do carry it with me almost all the time.
Got it.
And I'm filming him. He's done with the traffic stop, and instead of just leaving, it would have been a non-incident. He has to come over and show his authority. So he pulls the car up and points it at me.
Mm-hmm.
He gets out asking, you know, can I help you with something? Can I help you with something? And once he gets around the car, I start asking him, you know, what's your name? And I don't answer any of his questions. All I did was ask the questions that I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And he quickly realized that he was not in control of the situation. This wasn't a comfortable place for him to be. And that it would be best for him to just get out of there, and that's what he did pretty quickly in the video.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very short video and very interesting how he completely, you know, he's poking around just to see what's going on, and then when he realizes he's up against some real opposition, somebody who's not going to just bend over for him, he just immediately makes himself scarce.
Yeah, I mean, they're used to people answering questions and not mm-hmm. challenging authority, and when he realizes I'm turning that around on him and I'm not about to answer any of his questions, he didn't know what to do.
So people can go to obscuredtruth.com, see that, and that really backs up what a lot of people have been suggesting and I think is a good tactic when it comes to the police is to ask questions and not answer them. Because if you are in the position of asking questions, you are in that sort of master role position, which is where they are trained to be. It's where, they're used to asking all the questions. In fact, some of them might get upset that you even dare to ask them questions. But many of them don't know how to handle it. They're not used to people asking questions of them. And it's one of the ways to turn the tables on them.
Absolutely. It takes them out of their comfort zone and puts them on the defensive.
Now, Sam, we're going to have you back, actually, apparently after the radio show is over tonight, and we're going to do a special podcast-only segment. It may go out probably on the stream as well, so to those listening on the stream might be able to hear us record it live, but it's going to be included in the podcast, and we're going to be talking about something pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund that's really designed to help grow some activism like this and in some other related areas to really move the liberty movement forward.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to talking more about that. And, of course, there's also the Cop Busters thing, which you briefly mentioned, and you and Jason Osborne from SACL CAI and Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted. Of course, it is actually the entire operation is Barry's creation, as I understand it.
Yes.
Cop Busters gets K-O-P. Copbusters.com is the website, and there's not really anything there at the moment, but there is going to be something, and it's this brilliant reverse sting that you guys came up with, apparently. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the idea was to there's a case down there, this was in Odessa, Texas, where this girl had had drugs planted on her by an informant. And so what we did is kind of a reverse thing to show that the police department was corrupt, and also at the same time use the media attention to draw attention to the Yolanda case and hopefully get her out of prison. There's a lot of evidence that shows the cops lied. They planted drugs on her through this informant, and rather than facing up to their crimes, they chose to just go ahead and send her to prison for 8 years.
Man, that's awful. Rough.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, she's a preacher. Her hair's down to her back. The father had a drug test done, came up perfectly clean, so she hadn't done drugs in the last at least 2 years.
Wow.
And this is somebody that's carrying around an ounce of crystal meth or whatever it was. Probably not.
So you set up this essentially this reverse thing. It was a house you guys rented, and you set up some high intensity lights in there as though there was a marijuana grow operation going on. You vented the oxygen or whatever it was. You vented out CO2 or something like that, and you basically made it look like a marijuana grow op was happening there, hoping that they would pick it up on their infrared devices.
Yeah, exactly.
How did they get on the trail? I mean, how did you get them on the trail of even looking at this house?
I don't know how Barry wants to cover that or release that, so I better stay away from that.
All right.
We had a number of options. One of them was to put, instead of a grow light, it was going to be a tanning bed, and we were going to have the lawyer in there in a Speedo and body armor and a helmet jump out and, hi, guys, to see what they say, but we didn't have time to pull that one together.
Yeah.
But it basically, you know, they fell right for it. The lawyer was in the house when he left. They arrested him. They came back. They got inside the house. They went around and realized there was nothing there, and then saw the signs and started panicking and called the U.S. Attorney General, apparently, and who knows who else.
Now, they're trying, as I recall from the story, they're trying to figure out if there's something they can charge you guys with. So I would like to bring it back and continue this discussion here in moments. 800-259-9231. What are the guys over at Cop Busters up to? What's going on? We'll give you more info and take your calls as well about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. There are over 41 categories in which to shop. All kinds of great deals on brand new and even used items. If you're looking to buy something, Amazon probably sells it. And if you buy it at amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You've got holiday shopping to get done. Get it done. Get it delivered to your door before Christmas time hits. And get it to the people that that are expecting gifts from you. Because Amazon has got some great prices. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items. Not all of them, but a whole lot of them. And it's convenient. I mean, you get user reviews of virtually everything that they have there. It's one of the I love Amazon, and so shopping through Amazon.freetalklive.com just makes it all that much better because the shopping experience is exactly the same as what you're used to if you've shopped at Amazon before. It's just that entering through that special portal will result in a percentage of your purchase instead of going into Amazon's coffers. It'll come into Free Talk Live's account. So we'll get a cut if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. And I have to apologize. Apparently, Sam had not been made aware of this. Apparently, there's some sort of veil of secrecy that has been thrown over the Copbusters situation. The people involved in Copbusters, Sam and Jason Osborne, are not allowed to discuss the issue at this point in time. I'm not sure what the reason for that is. Maybe a legal reason or some sort of publicity, PR reasons. I'm not sure.
They do sting operations.
Right.
Well,
you're talking about Sam and Barry. And
don't people that do sting operations need a certain level of secrecy?
I don't know what the reason is, Mark. I'm not going to speculate on that. All I was told is that we could not continue interviewing Sam about the Copbusters thing. So I apologize for not being able to do that. Sam from the Obscured Truth Network, obscuredtruth.com. So what we do know about Copbusters, I feel like we can talk about what we know about Copbusters, and that is that they set up this reverse sting. The cops were busted red-handed on video, caught essentially raiding a house that had no marijuana growing operation. That's what they were. The cops were led to believe that there was one. They illegally got a warrant and they illegally searched this home, which is what they typically do. And so because Barry Cooper has experience at this, being a former law enforcement officer, being a former narcotics officer, he knows how corrupt the cops are. And he knew they were going to fall for this trap, and they did fall for it, and they got him on video, and it's been a huge Google search. Apparently it was like number 10 over the past few days on Google.
That's huge news.
It hit number 1 on dig.com, so it's been blowing up all over the internet. And it's only just beginning. I mean, they're going to start this reality television show where essentially the cops get busted being bad cops. Now, one of the things that they're doing is...
That's the role of the media, people. That's what they're supposed to be doing.
To keep the government people in check?
In a free republic, that is what the media is supposed to do. It's supposed to rein in the power of the government.
Yeah. This is it's a brilliant concept, and I wish them continued good luck with this. I understand that at the end of one of the news clips, the cops said they were diligently looking for something yeah. that they could charge these people with.
Anything. It's really funny. I mean, they're saying, look, you stand against us, and we will try to bend the law and figure out any
Absolutely.
Way we can come after you.
Absolutely.
It's
They've been
disgusting.
Caught with their pants down. They've been embarrassed, and they want to do whatever they can to distract from the issue.
The funny thing is the news didn't say anything about it. You know, whatever news organization reported on this said...
Didn't say anything about what?
Well, they didn't say anything about the cops essentially threatening these people. Look,
that's what that is.
All they've done is shown that the police lied on their affidavit and did something illegal, and the cops now want to find them, find something that they've done illegal. The cops should be investigating themselves.
Well, they're not going to do that, Mark.
I think we know that,
yeah.
But the expectation is of the public that the police go and look for people that have done things illegal.
Except for their own.
I mean, it's obvious and clear. Everyone seems to know it, but it's wrong.
So when we get the chance, I want to have Barry on the show, since he's the man who's in charge of the entire thing, the Cop Busters organization, and we'll have him tell us the story. About
he's a great interview anyway.
What happened. Yeah. So we'll get Barry. I promise you, we'll get Barry on. Mark, can you work on that for
okay.
me, since he's kind of like in touch with you for a sales thing? Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. Free Dog has been waiting patiently in Ohio. Free Dog, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gents.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm going to exercise the privilege that you grant your callers and change the subject.
There you go. Do it.
Hey, I was catching the Saturday podcast,
mm-hmm.
and you guys were talking about suicide.
Okay.
Or more specifically, freedom to commit suicide.
Yes.
And I just wanted to call in and kind of share my story, because I'm a twice suicide survivor.
You tried to kill yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Well, sort of. Once, it all started when my 3 years younger brother, he was 14, he committed suicide in our family home.
Oh, jeez.
And I found him.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was pretty gruesome. He used a .45 caliber handgun.
Yeah. Mm.
So that obviously set me off. I was probably suffering from some PTSD.
I would say so.
Never diagnosed. Led me to try and escape through drugs, which is mm-hmm. not a good idea. But that led to an intentional overdose.
Got it.
Which I survived, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank goodness.
It's good to be alive.
But it hasn't changed my thoughts on suicide whatsoever, really. My plans are, at the end of my life, when there is no hope, that is how I'm going to go.
If you're in some sort of if you're in some sort of situation where you're in great pain, presumably?
I would assume that there would be some pain involved at that point. But mm-hmm. yeah, at the point where, you know, I've got less than a couple of days, it's time for me to go.
I think I'm just going to dope up. I'm gonna get really, really high at that point.
That was exactly my plan, to be honest with you. I've got it all planned out. It's even documented in my last will and testament.
Awesome. What are you going to do to yourself?
Well, first, I'm going to start out with a very, very good cigar.
All right.
Because I love cigars. And I'm
Cuban.
Going to...
You got
to
go Cuban. I mean, if you're going to be at the end of your life, you got to go with the contraband.
Oh, I'll go Cuban, absolutely. Yeah. Then I've got a bottle of wine that was vinted in 1977, which is the year I was born.
Oh, that's nice.
And so that will be consumed at that point. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to find the most expensive marijuana I can and be nice and, good and taken care of.
Okay,
I'll say.
That's good.
Then we come in with an overdose of morphine and lethal injection.
Yeah, good times.
That'll be it.
All right, so you are saying that you support people's right to kill themselves, even though you've had some close brushes with severe depression and being in a real bad situation. You don't believe
Absolutely.
That the law would be able to help you or the state's prohibitions against suicide would be in any way beneficial to you.
The reality is they're not going to stop it no matter how much they make it illegal. It's just words on paper, right?
This is true.
So, absolutely. If people have the right. They do own their own bodies. They have a right to do with it what they choose. I'm an anarchist and an atheist, and that's, you know, that's part and parcel of the whole freedom gig.
I agree that, you know, that at the end of your life, you should be able to make those choices. However, lots of people don't get to make these choices, and all your elaborate plans sound, you know, I don't know, like, it's kind of like the old Jewish saying, is if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Like, well,
how do you know you're going to make it to old age? How do you know at old age that you're not going to have a big, massive heart attack and takes you right out?
He doesn't know that.
That's the way I want to go.
Well, wait, he doesn't know that, but there's nothing wrong with having a plan in the event that he is able to make his own decisions at the end of his life.
That's true. There's nothing saying I won't step off the curb, get hit by a bus tomorrow.
That much is true.
Thanks, Free Dog, for the call tonight. Appreciate you sharing that with us. And thanks for your patience as we talk to Sam there. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Stephen in Colorado. You are on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I had an interesting conversation. This has been a while back, but I was thinking of it today, and I thought, boy, I better call the guys and tell them about this. I was talking to a guy about the origins of state power, where the government gets its power, and in fact, specifically, where the cops get their power. And one of the things I said was, well, you know, if everybody decided for one day, or today, let's say, to not pull over for the police, what could they do about it?
Running off the road.
If every single car, starting, let's say, tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock the following morning, decided no car in the entire United States is going to pull over for the police.
Someone's going to die by 9 o'clock. I mean, if that's what happened, somebody in one of those cars will die by 9 a.m. I mean, if they're not going to be pulling over for the cops. Yeah, that is the music, so we're going to bring you back in hour three. So hang on. More with Stephen in Colorado. We'll talk about the origins of state power. What would happen if all of a sudden everybody disobeyed those flashing blue lights? Yikes. It's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? You can chime in here if you want. Hour three coming up.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.